Blog Talk Radio.
But Wall gets the rebound, throws it out to Thompson. Thompson with the three, that is good. The chase is a record here in the first get out. As Tobias tries to go with the shot, he goes front, scores ahead of by number two, Colin Marshall.
Tobias for the field goal. That is good. That is that gorgeous. You have got to be kidding me. He blocked it and caught him at the same time, and he's going to bring it to the house for another Franco's press touchdown.
It will do it. State Joe's press moving on to the state championship game for back-to-back years.
And State Joe's press is headed to a palestra. For the first time in school history, the St. Joseph hockey team are state champions.
You're listening to WSJP, the voice of all things St. Joe's Prep.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Iceline Arena. My name is Anthony Salvato, joined by Jack Gallagher. Excuse me. We're just about to get set off between the Hawks of St. Joe's Prep and the Explorers of LaSalle College High School here for this APAC semifinals matchup just after the first APAC semifinals game, which the Malvern Prep Friars took a 4-1 win over Holy Ghost. Very close game all the way till the end, Jack. We got to watch the last few minutes of the third. And the Friars just squeaking ahead with a 2-1 lead. Matt Harris icing the game, and then a late empty netter with 4 seconds left. Put the Friars up 4-1. And then we want to play the winner of this game, the 2-seed LaSalle Explorers and the 3-seed Hawks of St. Joe's Prep. Jack, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Anthony. How are you? You know, I'm excited to see this matchup here. The Hawks are 0-2 against the Explorers this season, losing 1-3-1 last week and another 1-2-1 in a previous game. But they're definitely not a team you want to count out here because they have some firepower. They've shown they can take down Malvern, they can take down these top teams, and you know, they're one of the top teams in the APAC. So should be exciting to see what the outcome's going to be.
And, Jack, last time we were actually here up at Iceline, kind of the same situation. Hawks had dropped a tough game against an APAC rival. And now we'll see A.J. White in net for this APAC game as well. Last time we saw him here, it was against the Friars. And you mentioned they took that win. You said they really can hang with any team in the APAC. A lot of these games really being one-goal games, very close scoring games, except for that Malvern one. It was a 2- or 3-goal game where we really saw the Hawks offense explode and the defense was right there with the entire game. So we're going to cut to a quick break. There's about a minute left in warm-up. We'll be right back with some APAC semifinal action from Iceline. Stay tuned.
When colleges see St. Joseph's Prep on a transcript, they take note. That's because for more than 165 years, the Prep has churned out well-educated, well-spoken, and well-rounded young men who thrive in the college setting. They know their way around an SAT test and around the city, because when it comes to college, both matter. Come see what we're all about. Schedule a Hawk Life visit today, or check us out online at www.sjprep.org. For the high school education you want and the edge you need, choose St. Joseph's Prep. College starts here.
Hi, this is Howie Brown, Director of Admission, and you're listening to WSJP, your home for St. Joe's Prep Sports.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this APAC semifinal matchup. Hawks of St. Joe's Prep taking on the Explorers of LaSalle College High School. We have a great one ahead of us here tonight. Hawks currently sitting 0-2 on the season against the Explorers, looking to turn that around. We'll see a little bit of a change on both sides in goaltending. Since we last met, it'll be Willem Braun starting this game for the Explorers and A.J. White getting the nod for the Hawks.
Yeah, like you said there, Anthony, all eyes are on sophomore standout goalie A.J. White getting the start here. It should be good to see how he handles the pressure here against a top APAC team.
And we're going to cut to another short break here just for the national anthem. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, prep fans, shop the new online prep shop now open. This holiday season, do your holiday shopping for all the prep fans in your life at the new online prep shop. T-shirts, sweatshirts, ties, and gifts galore. Go to www.sjprep.org/prepshop to find great items for all the preppers in your life.
Lambert & Associates is the region's leader in executive search, specializing in recruiting exceptional professionals for positions in nonprofit leadership, fundraising, marketing, and communications. Located locally in Havertown, Pennsylvania, Lambert & Associates conducts searches nationwide with clients that include higher education, independent schools, healthcare, and other mission-based organizations. Visit their website at www.lambertassoc.com. That's www.lambertassoc.com. Lambert & Associates is a proud supporter of St. Joe's Prep, WSJP, and Prep Football. Go Prep!
And welcome back to Iceline. Finally ready to get set. Sorry, a little bit earlier we had some technical difficulties getting going. Had some internet issues. We are all up and ready to go. Anthony Salvato joined by Jack Gallagher. Jack, it looks like we'll finally get to see some prep hockey action. As we mentioned, the game before us, the Friars and the Firebirds, going a little bit late, long third period, a lot of stoppages.
Yeah, Friars, I mean, the Firebirds were in it right up until the end, right up until the third period, until Malvern Prep really sank two goals and separated themselves in the last 3.5 minutes, I'd say, of that game.
So the Hawks will be in their signature away red jerseys for tonight. The Explorers in their white with the blue helmets, blue pants, blue gloves. And Hawks, as we mentioned, all red with white helmets, the signature varsity white helmets. And we're underway. The Hawks will win this draw. We pass the O behind his own net, playing it to his own corner for Mooney, who gets it out to Hammond and ahead for Camango. Into the Explorers zone they go. They tip it deep, and the Explorers try and take it out of the zone. Stolen by Mooney. Sits there on the half ball. Trying to get it out are the Explorers. The final will be number 9, Chase Hannon. Able to move it ahead, but gets as far as his own blue line. The Hawks get it deep. Mango in the corner trying to center that now, looking for Hammond. That pass is broken up. It goes out to the point. Shot from Passio's block, and the Explorers take it clear the other way. This one trickles all the way down right in front of White. He'll leave it there. For Sorty, who plays that for Hammond. That's tipped away. Now Winnick takes it for the Explorers. So over the Hawks' blue line, takes a shot. Muted by Passio. Tries to center that pass. Broken up by the Hawks. Now to the point. Here's Giordano. Across for Gregorio. His shot off the pad of White. Rebound in front. Off the pad of White again. Knocked aside. Gregorio trying to get it low. Finds Monzo. Hawks trying to clear. Passio gets to the half wall. Storty gets there. Chips it into neutral ice. Now it'll be Egan that throws it into the opposite corner into the Explorer zone. Hit the half wall. Here's Palacek on Lindmar. Hawks keep in the zone. Here's Winata. Winata gets by one man. Tries to get a shot off. Broken up by the defense. Lindmar takes it for the Explorers. He gains the blue line. Cuts to the left side. Pierce knocks the puck off his stick. To the point now for Mann. That hops over his stick. He chips it into the Hawk zone. Pierce able to recover on the defensive end. He gets it into the Explorer zone. Hawks are off sides right now. They have to get off. It is Winata, just a little bit offside. The Explorers have time to clear. They'll throw a bouncing puck on A.J. White. Chris Short there to pick it up for the Hawks. Both sides on a change. Short's pass broken up, but he regains possession of it. And Hawks able to set up now. Here's Pierce. Pierce to the blue line for Ahern. Ahern just shuffles it into the Explorer zone. Picked up by Warner for the Explorers. They send it across from Mann, who gets it to about the Hawks' blue line. We get a stoppage play. It looks like that puck hit a Hawk. They were going for a change. This one goes into the Hawk zone to the left of A.J. White. Just about 2.5 minutes have passed so far. Jack, what have you seen so far in this game?
Yeah, you know, we saw a great, strong move by Winata earlier, and I think one thing you want to look out here for here, Anthony, is the Hawks' offensive intensity, because we saw how much it helped them in their win against Malvern, and I think if we can see them do it again here, it could lead to a win.
It's Huck off the draw, finds its way off the wall, outside of the bench. We'll get another face-off. Stays on the same side, far side for us, to the left of A.J. White. Explorers win the draw. They'll send it across for Hannon. Hannon gets a shot low on the ice. And White is able to knock it into the corner. Now Winnick working with it in the corner, covered by Maratea. Maratea forcing to the outside. Winnick trying to get to the middle. Throws a little backhand shot. Doesn't get very far. Hammond able to get it to the point. Scores to Mango, who plays it into the Explorer zone. It'll be Gavin O'Connell on the recovery for the Explorers. At the half wall of their zone, Winnick scoops it up right in his own slot. Now plays ahead over the Hawks' blue line. Here comes Chase Hannon. Can't cut around his man. Stolen by Nick Storty. Trying for a long stretch pass in the air. Batted down by the Explorers, and here they come. Storty. Bump off Lindmar. Now this shot from the point tipped. White almost didn't handle the rebound. They're able to clear it to the outside. Now the Explorers throw another shot on goal. And White finds that and holds on to it for a stoppage play.
Yeah, you know, Anthony, I think one thing we saw there is that, you know, the Explorers are a fast team. They can skate well. They can skate quick. So I think one thing that's going to be important for the Hawks here is playing smart defense rather than trying to be faster than they are.
And this one, off the draw, finds its way into the safety net. This time to the right of the young sophomore goaltender, A.J. White, will be Castle Dowd on the draw against Ryan Desmond, number 14 for the Explorers. Explorers win the draw, take a shot from the point, goes all the way through traffic and into the corner. Now Lindmar takes his shot, blocked by Dowd. Explorers wrap it all the way around the board. Storty there first, tries to play it ahead, gets it out in the neutral ice. Gregorio now playing it for Lindmar, broken up by Storty. The Explorers get it deep. Passio picks it up in his own zone. Makes the move around one man. And sends it to a wide open Quinn Egan. Takes over the Explorers' blue line. Takes a shot. Deflected by his defender. And the Explorers take it out the other way. Here comes Evan Galato. Dropping it back. Can't find his man. Hawks out for a change. He'll send it right off the bench. It's Jake Schultz looking for it. He plays it ahead for Ahern. Ahern takes a backhand shot, gloved down by Braun. And Jack, with that, we may have our first shot on goal of the game for the Hawks. Almost 5 minutes into this game. This one goes to the left of Braun. Ahern on the draw for the Hawks. The Ahern and the two freshmen, Winata and Schultz, wins the draw. Hawks can't get a shot off there. The Explorers over the blue line. Winnick trying to pass it ahead for Monza. Almost find its way on goal. It does find its way on goal for White, and he's able to stick it aside. Shot from the point, blocked away. Hawks have it in their own corner now. Pierce, head for Schultz, in neutral ice. Kept in, almost in the zone by Winata. The Explorers trying to clear. Winata just getting there in time. The referee said he was offside. Draw just outside the Explorer zone. Finds its way all the way down behind the net. A.J. White comes out, leaves it for Declan Pierce. He's hounded by some white jerseys. Almost forcing the turnover. Now they're unable to get a shot off. The Hawks take it out. Here comes Semango over the red line. Over the blue line. Almost off sides as he lost control of the puck a little bit. Now here are the Explorers with it. Trying to get over the blue line. Behind his own net is Chris Short. Places a half wall for Mooney. Mooney spins away. Knocks off a hit. Finds Declan Pierce. Pierce looking for the red line for Semango, but it's broken up. Hawks and Explorers battle for it there. Pops out to O'Connell. And O'Connell for Medallo, and the Explorers taking it into the Hawks zone. Hawks trying to get back on defense. Off of the change, the Explorers have it right in front. They'll center it. Hawks get there first and can't clear. There's another point shot, this time blocked by Mooney. And now Short finally able to clear the Hawks zone, but that will be an icing. So they will get the change. They'll have to take another defensive zone draw. But their fourth so far this game, they've been outshot by five. And this story game has really been a lot about what the Explorers have been doing on the offensive side. Hawks only have one shot on goal to show for it. To the left of White. Dowd wins the draw, hits it back to Maratea. Now a hit for Egan. Egan over his own blue line, looking for Palacek. Palacek chips it deep. Tries to get it into the corner, working on his man. Takes him down. The Explorer is able to get it out of the zone. And Kennedy will get it deep for LaSalle. LaSalle has it at the half wall. Palacek comes away with the puck. Egan over the Explorers' blue line, takes a shot, blocked off the stick of his defender. The Explorers take the other way, and it'll be Donahue throwing it into the Hawks' zone. Both sides get a change. Shane O'Neill, there first for the Hawks, sends it all the way down, looking for Winata, somehow not an icing, and the Hawks have it deep in the zone. Schultz trying to play it ahead for Winata. In the corner. Renata comes loose with it. Gets it to the point for Sorty. Sorty takes the shot. Pulls it wide. Rebound. Comes out to the other side. Renata tries to get a second attempt. Fans on the shot there. Centering pass by Schultz. Nobody there for the Hawks. The Explorers able to clear the zone. Coming off a change. Here comes Renata with Ahern. Renata trying to get around his defender. Doesn't take the shot. Braun tries to freeze it, misses the puck, and it goes into his own corner. The Medallo now trying to clear the zone. Winata steals it right in the slot, plays for Ahern down low. Ahern behind the net as the puck slows down. Gets it to the point looking for Mooney. That puck was bouncing. He's unable to get a shot off. Here comes Hannon the other way for the Explorers. Hannon takes a high shot. Off the shoulder of White, bobbles it, and he bats the rebound out of the crease, and Passio picks it up for the Hawks. Passio gets to Mooney, who gets it into the zone for the Hawks. They'll wrap it around the board. Hammond keeps it in the zone, sends it across for Pierce. Pierce walks in, pulls a shot, blocked by the defender. The Explorers get to the red line. Now the Hawks' blue line. It's Hannon again. Takes a high shot over the goal. Samango with it now. Samango over the red line in the talk zone. Loses for Mooney. Mooney to Samango. Goes behind the net. Puts it right in front for Mooney. Gets a shot off. Can't tell if it was blocked or it hit his own skate as he was trying to get to it. Puck still behind the net. Hawks trying to center. Samango gets wrapped up right in front of the referee. And sent into the Hawk zone. Short on the recovery. Across for Pierce. It's Mango. And now deep back into the Explorer zone. Hawks get a change. The Explorer's trying to hurry. Hawks able to complete the change. Long stretch pass by the Explorers. Looking for Winnick. And that will be an icing. May have touched the stick of Charlie Maratea, but the Hawks get away with one there. Potentially a makeup call for the missed penalty on Samango. This one will come to the left of Braun. Dowd on the draws is the all-senior forward line. Dowd, Egan, and Palachek. The Explorers get possession and take it into the Hawks zone. Monzo leaving it for Winnick. Bumped off the puck there by Maratea. Maratea over the blue line. Now into the Explorer zone. Takes a shot. Swallowed up by Braun. He'll hold on for a whistle. 6:33 left in the first period. Hawks tied 0-0 with the Explorers, being outshot 7-2.
Yeah, you know, like you just said, Anthony, 6:33 in the first, and that's only the Hawks' second shot on goal. So I think one thing you really want to watch out for in this game is the shots on goal category. Because as you said earlier, the first shot on goal came around the 12-minute mark, second around the 6. I think it's going to be really important for the Hawks to get some more shot opportunities so they can convert here.
Yeah, Jack, and Braun, a very tall goal, and what you always want to work on with the tall goaltenders is a lot of rebounds, because size doesn't necessarily mean speed. And the Explorers definitely trying the same tactic on A.J. White, but they've really been getting a much better job done with shots on goal.
Mm-hmm.
Hawks take it over the red line. It's Winata. Winata tries to get around his man again. He's upended in the corner. The Explorers still can't clear their zone. That pass broken up by Ahern. Now they'll wrap it all the way around to the half wall, and they'll just get it by 40. The clearing attempt there from Jackson Winmar. And the Hawks turn around and try and throw it deep into the Explorer zone, but not before anyone can touch it, and it will be an ice. This face off to the right of A.J. White in the Hawks zone. Hawks will finish the change on defense. Referees noticing a little bit of extracurriculars early, and Jack, the last time, not the last time, but the last time we were at a Explorers Hawks game, things got a little out of hand.
Yeah, they're a little extracurriculars. So
what did you say?
Definitely some...
We had a few penalties on both sides. Referees, all three of them, doing a much better job maintaining that here. We've seen not as chippy as we expected, thankfully, and not as much of a physical game. The Explorers send a pass down. It goes off the stick and hits the ceiling. So that'll be another face-off. Comes out of the zone, out of the Hawks' defensive zone on the right side, near side from Booth. Hammond on the draw against Medallo. He wins it, gets it back to Short. Short almost loses the puck. The Explorers get it to the point now. Take a shot blocked by White. Rebound picked up by Samango. Samango tries to chip it out of the zone. Goes off the ceiling again. He also had a little bit of trouble with that in the last game with the Friars and Firebirds. A few pucks off the ceiling.
Those rafters are proving to be a bit of a problem there, Anthony. Let's see if we get any more of that throughout, which I bet we will.
You know, Jack, through all of that, none of them have gotten stuck up there, and there's a few up there now. back to this game. Mango walks in the zone, pulls a shot wide of Braun. Gets his own rebound behind the net, tries to center it. Looking for Hammond. And now loses it. The Explorers behind there on that, trying to break it out. Puck stolen by Hammond again. Hammond trying to play it back for Samango. The Explorers take it out as Hannon over the blue line. Hannon trying to center. Goes off a few bodies and in the corner. White now trying to clear. Taken by Winnick. Winnick looking towards the middle. Trying to find Desmond. Hawks able to break it up. Winnick gets his stick tied up and on Samango. Now it looks like we will get a penalty here on the Explorers. And it will be a hooking penalty. And it will be on Winnick for holding on to the stick of Samango. So the Hawks go to the power play with exactly 4 minutes left in the first period. Being outshot 9-2 at the moment. Hopefully they can turn things around here. Interesting look on the power play for the Hawks as well. They'll be bumping up defenseman Charlie Maratea on the second unit with Ahern and Egan on the defensive side. Passio and Pierce. Passio ripped the shot right off the draw. It's blocked and goes out of the zone. He'll have to go back and recover. A play for Maratea now. Maratea circles back his own blue line. Plays it across for Pierce. Pierce cutting back. Hawks still trying to set up, get the look they want. Now Pierce finds Passio, off center of the zone. Passio slowing down, takes a shot, tips, goes off the leg of Ahern. He can't get a shot off now. Ahern right at the side of the net, trying to turn, puts up a shot. And Braun is there to get there and cover it. We'll see this first unit come back now. So he's short and sturdy on the defensive side with the Hammond line. Explorers win the draw. Hannon trying to clear, kept in by Short. Mango has it now. Leaves it for Hammond, trying to get a shot off. The Explorers clear again, or at least attempted, and stopped by Chris Short. Now Mooney with it in the corner. Hawks finally trying to get set up. Here's Hammond, pulls a shot. Rebound right in front. And that is knocked out of play into the safety netting. Like by the Explorers, so this stays in the zone to the left of Braun. 105 now left on the power play. 305 left in the first period. Hammond wins the draw, gets it back to Sorty. Hawks able to slow it down momentarily. Pest and Hammond, he loses it. The Explorers send it all the way down into the Hawks zone. Now Sorty with it. Ahead for Samango. Off center of the zone now. Samango cutting wide into the corner. Tries to center it. Braun is there with the stick outstretched for it. Samango picks up the, or Hammond picks up the puck. Sends it to Sorty at the point. Sorty into the corner now for Jeff Hammond. Leader in points for this Hawks team. He tries to send it across to Sorty, and that's tipped out by the Explorers out of the zone. They send it right back to Hammond. He comes in the zone, leaves a drop pass for Samango. Now across for Sorty, rips a shot off of the pads and Braun. Explorers just able to clear. Now here they go, 1-on-0 against White. Breakaway, diving save by A.J. White, extends the leg, and Rob Keenan-Snyder. A breakaway would not have been a power play goal. I don't think time had just, or shorthanded goal, time had just expired. What a save by A.J. White, and almost a tripping penalty there on Nick Sorty. To try and prevent that puck from getting to Snyder. Hawks walk into the zone now. This shot blocked by Egan. O'Neill takes the shot off the back of Palachek, who's in the slot waiting for it. And the Explorers will send this all the way down. Icing. They'll go right back into their zone. Jack, so there were no goals on that power play. And there was a risky breakaway there that A.J. White came up huge on. But the Hawks kind of seeing some more life on offense and picking up a few shots along the way. Now only 9-7 with 1:25 left in the first.
Yeah, you know, Anthony, I think that power play really helped get them going a little bit, especially in the middle of that, or at the end of that, when A.J. White made that incredible save. I still don't know how that didn't go in, but, I mean, it didn't go in, so happy that it's still a scoreless game here. I think the Preps definitely got a little bit more momentum after that power play, and we'll see if they can make something happen here.
Now this puck finds its way right on goal from the corner, just slides right out in front. White puts his glove over it and gets the stoppage. Faceoff will be to his left. Dowd against Wittick on the draw. The scorer's win it, but it goes out of the Hawks' zone. They'll put it right back in the zone. Maratea trying to get out. Stolen by the Explorers. Here comes Donahue, rips a shot. Snagged by A.J. White. And now, final minute of play in the first period. Make it 49.7 seconds left to go in this first frame. Face off again in the Hawks' zone. Again on the left side of A.J. White. Medallo and Ahern on the draw. Medallo wins it, takes the shot from the point. Closed down by White. We have another whistle.
A.J. White seeing a lot of action here early on. I mean, I definitely didn't expect this, being that the Preps defense does have a pretty good reputation, I'd say, in the APAC, but you know, some shots are just finding their way through. But A.J. White's been there to stop all 12 of them so far. See if he can keep it going.
This will actually switch sides to the near side for us. A.J. White's right. Hawks win the draw this time. Ahern gets it. Plays back to Pierce. Pierce plays it out of the zone. But it hits the top of the glass and goes out. This puck comes right back into the zone. Not a delay of game penalty. It hit glass first, and it hit it out of the zone. Hawks win this draw again. Winata plays it off the glass and out of the zone. Explorers defense chasing after it. The Giordano. Puck comes down low for Schultz. Schultz behind the Explorers net. Takes a shot. Rebound right in front. Ahern trying to get a hack at it. Also takes the man down. Does not get called there. Hawks a little bit lucky. 10 seconds now in the first period. The Explorers throw it into the far corner. Four now. This shot off the post. Out into the safety netting. Referees let it play on, and time expires at the first period. So Jack, the end of one. It'll be the Explorers 0 and the Hawks 0. Explorers leading the shot tally only by 4 now, 12-8 after one. We'll come right back with some second period action in just a few moments. Stay tuned, everyone.
Do you want the best pizza in Northeast Philly? Then you have to go try Ernie's Pizza, located across the street from Northeast High School on Cotman Avenue. From pizza to cheesesteaks all the way to cheesecakes, Ernie's has the best taste for the best price. You want a deal? How about 2 slices of pizza and a large fountain drink for only $5? Amazing, right? If you want to reward yourself, and especially your stomach, visit Ernie's Pizza, 1618 Cotman Avenue in the heart of Northeast Philadelphia. Ernie's is a proud sponsor of WSJP and St. Joseph's Prep. Go Prep.
For any gourmet chocolate and candy-centered gifts, please visit Sweet Stuff at 107 Coulter, C-O-U-L-T-E-R Avenue in Suburban Square in Ardmore, PA. Also visit our Instagram at Sweet Stuff Inc. Thank you and go Prep.
Go Prep.
Lauzi Foreign Car Repair, located on Long Lane, East Lansdowne, PA, is the place for your import. Lauzi Foreign Car Repair is the stop for oil changes, AC and heating repair, inspections, brakes, transmissions, tires, and more. And although they specialize in foreign cars, domestic cars are also welcomed. Find out why his customers say mechanic John Lauzi is the best of the best, someone who gets the job done right the first time around. Call 610-259-2500 to book an appointment or to hear more about the services of Lauzi Foreign Car Repair. Go Prep!
Welcome back, everyone, to Ice Line. My name is Anthony Salvato, joined by Jack Gallagher. You're listening to WSJP on Blog Talk Radio. The Hawks of St. Joe's Prep are currently tied with the Explorers of LaSalle College High School 0-0 after one. We're getting set for some second period action now.
Yeah, you know, Anthony, one thing I want to say really quick is it doesn't always come down to how many shots that you take, because the Hawks, we've seen, are really good at taking advantage of their opportunities, and hopefully we can see them try and make something of the start of the second here. And, yeah.
The Explorers start off with the puck right away, working it behind the net to try and force it. Pass up front, broken up by the Hawks. Mango with it now. Defensive zone recovery. Sends it for Storty. Storty ahead for Mooney. Mooney gets it out of the zone. Comes right to the stick of Chase Hannon. He sends it ahead for Winnick, who gets blown up by Passio. And the Hawks now into the Explorer zone of the Sortie, leaving it for Hammond. Hammond takes a shot, gloved down by Braun. And we get another stop at your play. Hawks have never really been much of a first-period team. Usually done better. This has really been their period for most of the season. They've had some tough third-period struggles. This is where they really like to light things up, and they'll get a shot right off the point there from Palacek. Steered aside by Braun. The Explorers with a centering pass to Hannon right in the slot. Takes a shot. Rebound, and they score. The Explorers jump to a 1-0 lead. White getting the initial save. That's popping out right on the doorstep for number 16, Evan Galato. And he puts the Explorers up 1-0.
Yeah, you know, Anthony, we kind of just gave the Explorers a little too much room there, and they took advantage, and we paid the price, and that's what it comes down to at the end of the day, holding them, keeping them outside the zone, and trying to force them to make tough plays.
Hawks on the next faceoff. Moves it back into their zone. The Explorers looking to respond right back. Another rebound, and they score. They put another quick shot off White. Leads the rebound. Hawks weren't there to recover defensively. And that will be another Explorers goal. This time, number 14, Ryan Desmond, picking up the loose change. And, Jack, we mentioned the Hawks have done better in the second period this season, and that really hasn't been the case. Not even 2 minutes in.
You might have just jinxed it there, Anthony.
Yeah, not even 2 minutes into the second. They're down by two.
I think the Hawks really need to focus up and regroup here and figure out how they're going to play this, because those were two of, I would say, close to the same goals. Quick rebounds off of, quick first saves off of White and then rebounds for the goal. But, yeah.
Hawks trying to get a rush, get it deep. They take a shot, but he scores right back where they left off. Winnick centering pass broken up. Now Mooney trying to send that out. It's stolen by the Explorers. Passio in his own zone trying to play it for Hammond. That pass broken up. Finally comes behind the net for Passio. Gets it over to Storty. Storty ahead for Mooney. Mooney out of the zone. The Explorers pick it right back up. Here they come again. 2-on-1 now. Take a shy shot off the shoulder of White. Shot came from Medallo. Medallo again walking across the blue line, sends it down low for Schneider. Schneider on the backhand plays one right out in front. They score again. Looks like Medallo on this one. And a few. Now he's hurt. So they had a few scorers celebrating on that goal. Warner wiped out and took them all out. They went down like Bolington, and Medallo hits his head on the way down.
I mean, it's just a complete defensive collapse here at this point. That's three goals in, what, 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes?
If that.
Yeah. So
not even 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, so I don't think you can put these goals on A.J. White. I think it's just maybe the Prep as a team, they just definitely need to figure out what they're doing.
So it'll be 3-0 Explorers. Just 2 minutes and 22 seconds into the game, or into the second period, the Hawks will call a timeout. Wow. So they'll call that one for Evan Galato, number 16. They can get his second of the game. Assisted by Schneider and Mann. And Jack, you can really just feel the life sucked out of the Hawks team walking into this even. And now 2 minutes and 22 seconds in, finding themselves down 3-0. Another situation to watch, is number 13, Max Medallo, who hit his head on the celebration as it was Warner coming in to celebrate with everyone. Wiped out, blew a tire, took out three Explorers players. And Medalla was on the back end of that, went straight down on his head, and was slow to get up and is being looked at on the bench with his helmet off. So we'll see if he returns to this game. What's going on right now, Jack?
Definitely. I feel like you can really just tell as soon as they stepped on the ice in the second period, you can tell the style made a change. And looks like the press making a change here. Subbing in goalie Rocco Bruno for A.J. White. That was unexpected.
To say the least, but not all of that fell really on White, but we will see a change. And Bruno enters this game very early into the second period.
That's a very interesting change, Anthony, because, you know, we talked about it earlier. Bruno's 0-2 against himself, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he is, and White has had a relatively good season, especially here at Iceline, since his home ice for his club team. Same as for Bruno as well, so none of these really feel like away games for them. But that was one of the things that Coach Ackerman had to say when he put White in for the Malvern prep game here just a few weeks ago, saying, well, he feels comfortable here. It's his home ice for his club, so it's not really like a, you know, full away game for him, and we'll see what he can do. They've been trying to split it 50-50. Bruno getting a little more of the games recently, but now coming in this one in relief, and he starts off with a nice glove save. Explorers picking up right where they left off. This faceoff goes right back to Bruno, and he'll have to cover.
Yeah, I think this is a really great opportunity for Rocco Bruno to just show the coaches really what he's made of in a third game. This is his third game against LaSalle, so.
Shot off the pad to Bruno. Hawks able to clear the zone. Not very far. Maratea getting it over to O'Neill. O'Neill has his own blue line. Working it into the Explorer zone. But they'll clear it right back out. White sending it all the way down into the Explorer zone. Not for an icing, though. Hannon will be there to pick it up. Takes it behind his own net. Tries play out to come to the point here for O'Neill. Takes a shot. Blocked. Now the Explorers clear the zone again. This one will not go for an icing. Bruno signaling 4-1. Hawks do not get it. They'll send it down for Hammond. Hammond walking into the zone. Gets around one man. Tries to center. Nobody there for the Hawks. And a long bouncing clearing attempt. Out of reach for the Hawks. Now Storti trying to clear that out of his own zone, and it goes out of play over the glass. Face off in the Hawks zone. They Explorers win it. Cycle it deep. All able to clear. Momentarily. Explorers trying to get another point shot. Broken up by the Hawks. Now Short with it in his own zone. Plays it across for Passio. Passio, long stretch pass for Storti. Storti takes a shot to the pads of Braun. Not that rebound in front of him. He will hold on for the whistle. Now to the right of Braun. Here's the draw. Ahern wins it. It'll be Short playing with Ahern and Schultz on the wing. Schultz takes a shot from the point. That is blocked. The Explorers clear. They send this all the way down. That'll be another icing. This one comes right back into their zone. Looks like the Hawks shaking up their lines a little bit. Chris Short playing up and forward for a few shifts. We have not seen Wanata out there. Got chipped on the last shift. Here comes this first unit, relatively the same with Maratea and Pierce now on defense. Hammond behind the net. Hammond slowing down. Sends it to the point for Pierce. Pierce takes a shot. Pulls it wide. Schneider trying to clear. Kept in by Maratea. Batted out of the air. Right at the point. Works to Hammond. Hammond down low for Samango. Samango trying to get it back to Hammond. Puck comes right in front. The Explorers lose track of it. Hawks get it to the point. It's Pierce. Trying to play it down low for Mooney or Samango. Gets neither. The Explorers clear. It's Lindmar ahead. Goes in 1-on-0 against Pierce. Almost gets around him. Bruno gets his stick out and clears that one. Here comes the Wittick off the bench. Stops that clearing attempt by Bruno. And they'll call it an offside. This one comes out to the outside of the Explorer zone.
Yeah, you know, Anthony, it's good to see the Hawks start to take some more shots here as we approach the back half of the second period. But I think if they can keep this going, they're going to be able to find the back of the net eventually on one of them. And we'll see. Is this a power play for them? Oh, they had too many men on the ice.
Yeah, they will call it a too many men. I wasn't sure if they were going to do that, but is Wittick touched it coming off the ice or coming onto the ice? There were six guys on, and you can't touch it when there's six guys on the ice. So the Hawks will get their second power play of the game with the too many men penalty, the bench minor on the Explorers. And they'll set up shop here, desperately needing a goal. Behind the net is Ahern. The half wall for Maratea. To the point now for Passio. Off his skate, loses that. And the Explorers take it the other way. Medallo trying to center it for Wittick. That is just out of reach. And this one sticked off away from Wittick. The Explorers still have it in their own zone. Wittick takes out Egan. Egan takes out Wittick. And the referees see neither. Could have very easily had a 4-on-3. Now this puck behind the net. McDowell working on it. Keep in mind, Hawks are on the power play. It's behind the Hawks' own net. Mango takes it out of the zone, looking for a long stretch pass for Hammond. It's broken up by the Explorers. A minute left on the Hawks' power play. Here comes Maratea out of the zone. And now into the Explorers' zone. Gets by Hannon. Takes it behind the net, slows up, leaves it for Hammond. Hammond back for Maratea. To the point for Hammond, across for Storti. Back to Hammond, takes a shot. Hits Samango along the way, doesn't make it on goal. Hammond picks it back up. And the Explorer is able to clear. Storti on it. Leaves it for Mooney. Mooney, long stretch pass for Short. Short over the blue line, takes a shot. Gloved by Braun. Now 15 seconds left on the power play. It goes to the left of Braun.
Yeah, one thing I noticed here, Anthony, is the game's definitely starting to get a little bit more physical. I saw earlier Cassio hit a LaSalle defender, and the LaSalle defender was on the ground and kind of just squeezing Cassio's leg in between his knees, preventing him from getting up. So I think we'll see if anything starts to happen here.
Yeah, Jack, I feel like it's going to be the subtle things you don't see that are going to cause the biggest problems moving it forward.
Definitely.
Something there for you. We all want to look out for. Hawkfield will set up now. Short takes a shot off the pads of a defender. And that will do it for the Hawks power play. Not much going on that one. Lindmar plays ahead for Medallo. Scores at his own 4-on-2. Medallo back in this game after taking a scary fall earlier. And now here come the Hawks 3-on-1. Doherty to Mooney. Mooney centering to Samango. Samango trying to get his back across. Patted away by Braun. Extended shift for this first line. Hammond ripped the shot from the point. Then goes to the bench. Hawks will take a change. So will the Explorers. Giordano tries to center that puck. Blocked. Or Explorers unable to get it deep. Here comes Winata now. Winata pulls a shot. Gloved by Braun. 8:35 left in the second period. If you're just joining us, the Hawks are currently trailing 3-0 from the Explorers of LaSalle College High School. And Jack, it's been a tough second period to watch. If you're a fan of the Hawks, they went down 3-0, 2 minutes and 22 seconds into the second period. We're just trying to get a breath of air since then.
Yeah, you know, Anthony, you just noted, too, Winata got back into the line, and good to see him back because he had some strong pushes for the Hawks offense early on, and he got skipped, as you mentioned, in the previous line, so he's back out there.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was an injury or something he was nursing, or if Coach was trying to shake up the lines, get better pairings. But now we will see McDonald and Winata with Ahern. Ahern seems to be rotating out of the center position with different line pairs all game. Now the Explorers into the Hawks zone. Hannon sending it across. Shot stand on there by Monzo. Hawks looking to go the other way. Winata looking for a long stretch pass out of reach of McDonald, and that will be another icing.
We'll see a line change here for the Hawks. I think it was a much-needed line change, in my opinion. You're starting to see a couple of tired legs there on the ice, so we'll see if this new line can change things up a bit.
It's safe off to the left of Bruno. And cleared out by Storti right into the safety netting. This will stay in the zone. Another face-off. Hawks cleared out. The Explorers play it into the zone. Puck comes right in front on the doorstep from O'Neill. He's able to get it out of harm's way, but the Explorers still have it in the Hawks zone on the half wall now. Desmond to the point for Warner. Warner for Giordano. Takes the shot. Bruno holds on.
Good save by Bruno there, getting the Hawks out of a tough situation. What was almost a doorstep goal. O'Neill centered the puck on the wrong net, and LaSalle almost was able to take advantage of it, but not quite.
Yeah, very risky one there. And this one stays to the left of Bruno on the draw. First line back out there. They've been relatively neutralized throughout this game. Had a few chances, but tried to get a little too cute with the passing and not putting up enough shots. Despite all this, Hawks only being outshot by 5. This one played into the Explorer zone. Braun leaves it for his defender, comes to the point. Maratea trying to get a shot off, can't get it very deep. Picked up by Mooney. He cycles it behind the net, looking for Semango. Semango knocked off the puck by Hannon. The Explorers get it out of the zone. Schneider leaves it for Medallo. Medallo over the Hawks blue line, leaves it back for Schneider. Curls it around. Now into the corner. Hawks get there. Mooney to Semango. Semango loses it. Medallo takes it in the slot, into the corner. Centers that puck, comes right in front. Semango picks up the rebound. Holds onto it. Once the Hawks get set up, tries to send a long stretch pass. Stolen by the Explorers, but they can't keep it in the zone. And they'll have to cycle back. Winnick neutralized, plays it into the Hawks zone. Monzo there for the Explorers. As that's taken from him by Maratea. Maratea over the Explorers blue line now, and they'll call him offside. Short just a little bit in front. Wow. Don't like that one, Jack.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I think that could have been, that definitely could have been an opportunity for the Hawks to get on the board here in the second. Only 5:47 left to go, and they definitely have to make something happen soon. You don't want to put it all, you don't want to wait until third period to start getting something going. So, just see if they can do something in the last 5 minutes.
And a three-goal deficit is not something you want to make up in one period alone, although we have seen it created in just 2 minutes. Explorers in the neutral ice. Lindmar almost with a hand pass there. Takes a shot off the low pad of Bruno. Now it'll be Gregoria losing his stick, playing a little bit of soccer until he can pick it back up. Decides to leave it there. Maybe broken. And now Gregoria a little shaken up.
Yeah, you know, Anthony, he kind of just went for it there. He's kind of like, you know, sticks on the ground. Kind of played with my feet, so he was in a bit of a corner, just trying to kick it out.
Yeah, maybe should have just went to the bench because he's kind of paying for that one now.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew there was a reason? Everyone else was holding stick around him. Either should have tried to pick his up or just gone to the bench. Now he's a little shaken, probably from trying to the puck in his regular motion. He caught a hit in between. Now we have a player wiping out for the Explorers. Quinn Eden goes in 1-0, takes a shot, scooped up by Braun. And Egan almost got tripped, could have had a penalty shot. But that was, number two, Aiden Mann, blowing a tire right at the blue line, leaving it for Egan to go 1-0 on Braun. Braun comes up huge. So now in the breakaway department, Jack, we have both teams 0-for-1 with great saves from their goaltenders.
Yeah, you know, that was definitely an unexpected play, to say the least. LaSalle player just receiving the puck and then, like you said, tripping, just falling right on his face. And then Egan having the breakaway, great save by Braun. Wish we could have converted there.
Ahern trying to bat the puck down. Hits the top edge of the board right in front of the Hawks bench, and it's called out of play. It comes out of the zone. Sonata, Ahern, McDonald on right now. Ahern wins the draw for Passio, sends it across for Storti. Storti gains the red line, tries to get it deep, rips it off the pad of McDonald, and he's feeling that one a little bit. Now Schneider with a centering pass. Looking for Gelato. Gelato goes down, and they'll call it a penalty.
Yeah, McDonald's definitely stealing that one. That was a hard pass. He took right to the back of the leg. And from what I understand, there's not much padding back there, is there, Anthony?
Not really. And it depends on which brand you use for pads, but not a lot on the side and very little on the back. And you could see as soon as that hit, McDonald was feeling it. And it's already known for a pretty hard shot, probably the hardest on the team. It's the very last guy you want to get hit by. So the Explorers go to the power play. Winnick taking a shot at it. Looks like we may get another penalty on the Hawks. And we will.
That is just not something you want to see here.
Oh, no, they'll call it out of play. It comes out of the zone. Hammond was hacking at it a little high. Thought he was going to get called for a slash. But the Hawks escape and only stay down one man.
Definitely got away with one there. Good to see it's not a 3-on-5.
Cannon into the Hawk zone. They set up. Sits down for the corner. To Wittick. Wittick back to Hannon. Hannon trying to send it to the half wall, broken up by Jeff Hammond of the Hawks. And he gets it deep into the Explorer zone, sends it all the way down. He goes for a change. Chase Hannon walking right in on Bruno. Bruno with a huge glove save. Hannon walked his man. And another shot. Rebound. Bruno stands tall again on Desmond. That shot off his pad. Desmond coming back, picking up the rebound. Bruno right there with the glove. Two huge glove saves by Rocco Bruno. Final 3 minutes of the second period. Final 40 seconds of the Explorers power play. Well, they already lead 3-0 in the second period of this APAC semifinal. Lindmar goes down behind the Hawks net, wanted a penalty. Now the Explorers work on it in the corner. Desmond gets it to the point. O'Connell sends it across, looking for a long cross-ice pass. For Desmond, no good. Warner shot from the slot, wide of the net. To the side now, jumps right in front. Ahern able to get it out and clear it. Trying to get it to Sorty. Did not go. Now Sorty finds a great pass ahead for Ahern. Ahern walks in, shot off the post. Right behind Braun. Rings iron. Now this shot from the point, rebound in front. Tamango going for it. He's tied up. That will be a penalty. Hawks go to the power play. But a great pass from Nick Sorty out of the penalty box. What a shot by Mike Ahern. Just ringing iron. You could hear it. Probably pick it up on our microphone.
I think it hit both posts there, Anthony, actually. It was a great backhand pass by Sorty. I really wasn't expecting it. I thought he was going to go back the other way into his own end, but he flips it off for Tamango there a little bit.
Now to the right of Braun. Face off. Sorty trying to get across. Passio does not go. Hawks set up on the power play with 1:48 left, 1:44 on the penalty. A 3 or 4 seconds separating the game clock and the penalty clock. Now Mooney into the zone. Mooney takes a high shot, pulls it over the goal. Hawks working it. Losing the puck there. Comes to the stick of Sorty in neutral ice. Now Tamango over the blue line. The Explorer zone trying to send it across for Hammond. He finds him. Hammond gets a shot off and held on to by Willem Braun. Jack, here the Hawks, you really need this power play goal right before the end of the second period to give yourself some life and only go down 3-1 into the third period.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, it was a great pass there, a great cross-ice pass there from Tamango to Hammond. We've seen them be successful on the ice together before, but, you know, they really just got to make something happen here in this last minute, 13.
Now this puck's behind the net for Tamango, sends it short side for Mooney. His shot pulled into the pads of Braun. Tamango takes a shot from the point, deflected by Hammond, but off the pads of Braun. Explorers just able to clear. Sorty ahead for Short. Short gets it deep. 46 seconds left on the power play. The Explorers will air this one out in the far corner. Bruno out of his net, cycles it around for Short. Short slowing down. Finding Tamango. Tamango gains the Explorer zone, stands up a hit, takes it down low, centers it. Can't get it there for the Hawks. Sorty keeps it in. Hammond with a shot. off the pad of bronze. Egan working it in the corner now. 15 seconds left on the power play. Mango behind the net. Centers it right in front. Hits the defender's stick. 5 seconds now in the period. Some comes all the way out. O'Connell out of the penalty box. It slows down, pulls a shot as time expires. And that will do it for the second period. We have a Hawk down on the ice. Looks like Egan taken out. We'll exchange some words with Chase Hannon now, the Explorers. He's had a lot to say all game, and not a lot to say on the stat sheet despite his team's success.
You can feel the tension between the two benches here. Egan was down. He was down for kind of just sitting down for a pretty decent amount. Had to be broken up a little bit by the refs. We'll have to skate off the ice here.
And Jack, that really not converting on that power play really crushes this homer out for the Hawk team heading into the third period. You're down three. You couldn't really get anything going when it mattered. And it looks like we'll have some of the referees talking for the end of the period. We'll have a few captains out there for the Hawks and the Explorers. I think we could see some penalties on potentially both sides. Bruno comes back out. We'll see what the referees have to say.
One thing to make note of, the Hawks definitely are not out of this game yet. You know, they got 13 minutes, 17 seconds to go in, regroup, figure out what their game plan is going to be for the third period, and try and make something happen. You know, it's not impossible. Three goals isn't an impossible
amount. I mean, we
amount.
Saw the Explorers do it in 2 minutes and 22 seconds,
yeah.
So nobody's really out of an APAC game we've seen all season, and Hawks have plenty of hockey ahead for them left to go. So now the Explorers will finally leave the ice and go to their locker rooms. And we'll be back in about 12 and a half minutes for some third period action here in this APAC semifinal game between the Hawks and the Explorers. You're listening to WSJP on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Alumni, parents, and friends of the Prep, are you grateful for a Prep education? Do you recognize the value that the Prep has provided for more than 160 years? If so, then the Prep needs your support. A gift to the Prep Fund ensures that today's students will benefit from our special brand of education, an education that develops the minds, hearts, souls, and characters. So give now. Together, we can show today's students the loyalty and commitment of our Prep family. Go to www.sjprep.org/giving to make a donation. That's www.sjprep.org/giving.
Lauzi Foreign Car Repair, located on Long Lane, East Lansdowne, PA, is the place for your import. Lauzi Foreign Car Repair is the stop for oil changes, AC and heating repair, inspections, brakes, transmissions, tires, and more. And although they specialize in foreign cars, domestic cars are also welcomed. Find out why his customers say mechanic John Lauzi is the best of the best, someone who gets the job done right the first time around. Call 610-259-2500 to book an appointment or to hear more about the services of Lauzi Foreign Car Repair. Go Prep!
We'll be right back. Hi, I'm history teacher Bill Connors, and you're listening to WSJP.
Welcome back, everyone, to Iceline. My name is Anthony Salvato, joined by Jack Gallagher. You're listening to WSJP on Blog Talk Radio here at this APAC semifinals matchup between the Hawks of St. Joe's Prep and the Explorers of LaSalle College High School. The Explorers sitting on a 3-0 lead coming into this third period. We'll look to see how the Hawks can respond. Rang the post towards the end of the second. Had a few great chances as that period ended. See what they can make out of this one. Face off won by the Hawks. Hammond picks it up. Tries to play it to Snango, but it's taken by the Explorers and chipped into the Hawks zone by Evan Bellotto. Explorers working it on the Hawks half wall. Medallo down deep. Loses the puck. Hawks able to clear. Referees said it was on the side. And now they finally do clear. Short gets it deep into the Explorers zone. Mango and Hammond on it. Explorers trying to clear. Here comes Hannon. Hannon loses that one. Loses his glove. Takes a check for Mooney. And has to surrender the puck. Mango into the Explorers blue line. Walks in. Takes a shot off the cage of Willem Braun. And that will be a face-off to his left. Those are the ones you feel, Jack, and it may not be necessarily best positioning for a shot, but rattling the goaltender early.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Good, strong shot there from Tremango, especially when you're trying to come back 3-0. That's the way you want to start a period right there.
Just puck in the corner, Giordano playing it off the boards. Out into the Hawks zone, Marite on it. Plays it back for Schultz. Schultz trying to get it to Storti. Just out of reach. Schultz now ahead for Ahern. Ahern over the Explorers' blue line. Ahern chips it deep into the corner. Storti there throws his man off the puck, Gregorio. And now sits down Max Monzo trying for the retaliatory hit. Now Storti behind the net. Fighting off one man. Now loses the puck. Winnick takes it out. And the Explorers go for a change. Hawks trying to hurry. Passio heads for Storti. Storti pulls a shot off the pad, or off the stick of Braun. Now it's Lindmar ahead for Desmond. The Explorers play it deep into the Hawks zone behind Rocco Bruno. See much more physicality out of the Hawks to start the period. Puck behind the net for the Explorers. They take a quick shot. Bruno there for the save. It was Desmond hacking away at it. The referees taking their sweet old time for that whistle. And Jack, from my understanding, the rule is as soon as the referee loses sight of it when it's in the crease, it's supposed to be a whistle. And
yeah.
He kind of sat there and waited for it
definitely
to fall out.
A little bit of a weird pause there, but looks like they'll be heading to a face-off now on Bruno's left.
Hammond on this draw against Desmond. He will win it. Gets it to Short. Short fires it off the glass into the zone. They're saying it did not touch one of the Explorers, and it will be an icing, and we'll try this again.
You know, something you mentioned earlier too, Anthony, the physicality, I mean, it's really just been building all game. If you're just joining us, had a little bit of a scenario at the end of the second period, a little bit of tension between both sides. So, you know, I think they're both coming out hot here. You know, St. Joe's really has to make something happen starting soon. Otherwise, it's not looking great. But I think they have the ability to make something happen. We've seen it before. LaSalle did it in 2 minutes and 22 seconds, so why can't we?
This will be another icing on the Hawks. And Jack, you mentioned those 3 goals for the Explorers coming very close together. We saw A.J. White exit the game, and subbed in was Rocco Bruno. He's done very well in relief, you know, with a few huge saves. Let's see what the Hawks can do offensively. Give both their goalies a little bit of help. We'll start by winning this draw.
Now short. Plays it across for Pierce. Pearson to neutral ice. Gets it out of the Hawks zone. Now into the Explorer zone comes Hammond. Hammond centering it for Sanango. Can't get a stick on that. Now the play ahead. Here's Galato. Galato walks in, fires a hard slap shot. Right into the chest of Bruno, who hangs on for the whistle. This one to the right now is Rocco Bruno. Another in a long series of defensive zone draws for the Hawks. Being outshot in this game by four. Gregorio takes the shot, pulls it well wide of Bruno. Giordano going to pick that one up off the wall. Is it knocked away from him by Egan. Now the Hawks into the zone. Sortie takes the shot. As that's sticked away by a defender before it can get on goal. Now Maratea. Throw it back into the Explorer zone. Gregorio on it. Sends it across ice to Giordano. Now Giordano over for Wittek. Wittek into the Hawk zone. His shot blocked away by a stick of Maratea. Now Winnick behind the net for the Explorers. Bumped off of that puck. Hawks tie him up in the corner. Maratea comes free with it behind his own net. This is played ahead to Sortie. Now in the neutral ice, the Explorers turn it over. It's Ahern with it in the Hawks zone. He's for Passio. Passio takes a shot off the pads of Braun. Another turnover by the Explorers. Sortie picking up this one. Hawks unable to get a shot off of it. Now the Explorers taking it into the Hawks zone. Desmond leaving it right in front. Quick shot. Pulled wide. They stole it off. The Hawks went in 2-on-1. Bruno was ready. I believe that shot went wide from Lindmar. Long clearing attempt by Egan. Some of the Hawks get a change. Passio sends this one down the ice. That'll be an icing. 12:32 left in the final period of this game. Hawks trailing 3-0. Coming out much more lively. I'm going to let these last few minutes to start this period. We'll see if they can get something on the board soon. First, they have to take another defensive zone draw. Had a lot of icings in this game. But they will clear the zone. Hammond on it, plays it ahead. Into the skates of Samango, who loses that puck. Controlled by Hannon. Chase Hannon with a cross-ice pass to Gavin O'Connell. And the Hawks steal it. Take it into the zone. Braun has to come out of his net to play it before Short could get there. Before they get out of harm's way, it's Medallo into the Hawks zone, losing it for Schneider. Schneider's shot blocked off the stick. Declan Pierce. Now here comes Samango and the Hawks. Samango to the middle for Mooney. Mooney backhand shot off the pad. Leading a rebound was Braun. The Hawks unable to get a shot off, and now here come the Explorers 2-on-0. Taking a shot. Warner saved by Bruno off the pad. And with that, Keenan Schneider robbed by Rocco Bruno. He went in 2-on-0 with Evan Galato. But Bruno has the answer. To make that a 1-on-0, the Explorers have not scored. And a 2-on-0, the Explorers have not scored. But these goals have come in much quicker rushes for them. The puck tied up in the corner in the Hawk zone. Some more players will come in and help.
Doesn't look like it's moving, though, Anthony.
For our St. Joe's Prep rugby fans, it looks like very much like a scrum if you're used to that. You see the rugby team this spring. Be sure to tune in. Puck finally free. Or just freed up. And the Hawks just get it out of their zone now. Maratea throws it all the way down. Gregorio picks it up for the Explorers. Plays it out for Lindmar. Lindmar chipping it into the Hawks zone. And O'Neill shove this one all the way down so the Hawks can get a change. And that will be another icing.
Just want to quick touch on Rocco Bruno here, Anthony, because, you know, it's not easy coming into a game cold, coming into a game after going down 3-0. So, I mean, he's done exactly what the Hawks have been looking for him to come in and do. So he's done a great job. No goals since the substitution. Very solid performance by Rocco Bruno.
Spurs win the draw. They played into the far corner. Sodi trying to get it to Hammond. The Spurs play it deep behind the Hawks net. Sitting on the back of the net now, comes right in front. Desmond takes a shot off of a Hawks defender. And now Pascio ahead for Sodi and out of the zone. Sodi chips it in right behind the net, behind Braun. And Hannon looking to take it out of the Explorer's zone. Almost loses it, has to play it back to Warner. Warner back to Hannon. Hannon almost losing it again as he tries to cut in front of his own net. Now takes a long pass, finds its way on goal. Bruno out to get it. Plays it off the boards. The head first defender. Pierce with a huge hit in the corner on Donahue. Now the puck goes over to Bruno. Bruno covers. And both sides will exchange some pleasantries after the whistle. Going to change on both sides. This face-off comes to the right of Bruno. Hawks win the draw, and they clear the zone. Giordano takes it right at the center circle. Tries to chip that one forward, and it goes out of play. We'll get another face-off outside of the Explorer's defensive zone. Face-off won by the Hawks. Egan puts it into the corner. Gregorio on it. Stolen by Aaron to the point. Shot ripped by Short. Now this puck wraps all the way around the boards. O'Neill tries to get a shot. I think they'll call it offside since it just got out of the zone.
I think it was a trip on Pascio, or a trip being called on Pascio. I think the foul's going to go into a penalty here.
So now it will be a penalty on Quinn Egan. And really, Jack, about the very last thing the Hawks needed right now was a penalty.
Yeah,
they will get just that.
Definitely not what you're looking for. 8 minutes and 49 seconds left in this game. Another 2 minutes where you're a man down.
Now a face-off. Scorers have it. Wittick to the point for Giordano. Giordano down low, pass broken up by Short. Short takes it into the Explorer's zone. Can't get around this man. Puck comes right to Liam Mooney. There's the bouncing puck, and the Explorers take it right back, going to the Hawks zone. Here's Winnick. Winnick trying to cut around his man. Short makes a great play defensively, sticks that puck away and sends it all the way down. Gregorio has it. He'll throw it into the Hawks end. Pierce working on the windmill. The Explorers recover. O'Connell takes the cross-ice pass and takes it into the Hawks zone. Leaves it in the corner for Desmond. We wrap it all the way around to the point for Hannon. Hannon's pass broken up, hits the glass, and the Hawks able to clear. Pascio knocks that into neutral ice. Lindmar's pass ahead for Desmond, broken up by Pascio. And now stolen by Semango. Semango loses it off the feet of Pascio. They got a little tied up there. They're able to regain and clear it. 28 seconds left on the power play. Just about 7 minutes and 10 seconds left in this game, in this third period. Jordy comes away with the steal. And outside his own blue line, plays it to the opposite blue line for Ahern, who just cycles it around the boards behind Willem Braun. Now Medallo ahead for Schneider. Schneider back for Medallo. He walks into the Hawks zone. Loses it. Regain possession. Knocked down from behind by Egan. The Explorers keep possession in the zone. Medallo in the corner now. Takes the check. Gets it to Schneider. Schneider, the point for Hannon. Hannon walks into the shot. Hits a stick. Hits the glove of Bruno. Goes into the corner. Into the point, across for Hannon again, and he's into another shot wide. Egan tossed in the corner. That will be a penalty. This time, on number 13, Max Medallo. Looks like it'll be either an interference or a roughing.
Looks like a roughing to me. There's definitely a little bit of extra contact there. That wasn't necessary, in my opinion.
Yeah, Jack, definitely wasn't necessary. The referee saw it as well. And we will get a Hawks power play. Ahern wins the draw. Back to Pierce. Pierce takes a shot, hits a few sticks along the way. Explorers are able to clear the zone. 5:50 in the third period. Hawks down 3, but up a man right now on this power play. Long stretch pass from Passio right to the taste of Pierce. Pierce flows at the circle. Sends it across from Maratea. Maratea gets it behind the net. Ahern. To Passio. Passio at the goal line. Sends it across looking for Maratea. Does not go. Finds its way out of the zone. Pierce over for Passio. Passio curls back at his own blue line. Into the Explorers. F. And now their zone. Passio cutting back. Hits it down low for Ahern. Ahern right in front. Did Al get this shot at it, and Braun falls on top of it. Now Ahern and Warner go at it.
You know, Anthony, if you're the Hawks coaching staff, down 3-0 right now, at what point do you say, we got to pull Rocco Bruno? It's got to be right now. If it's happening, it's got to happen right now. What do you think?
Well, normally the standard is around 2 minutes. I'd say, but normally the standard also is you're only down by 1 goal, 2 at the most, 3. I mean, I'm looking, I'd take it at this. Let's see what you can do on this power play first, or lack thereof, as we go to 4-on-4, it looks like. But we'll stay on the power play, I'm sorry, but offsetting penalties for Ahern and Warner. Let's see what we can do on this power play, and then if we can get a goal, kind of changes up things.
Definitely.
Well, first they need to establish possession, and they haven't been able to do that so far. So it's Kennedy walking in, taking a high shot on Bruno, who gloved that down for yet another defensive zone draw to his left now. But definitely soon, Jack, and you could see it as early as the 3.5-minute mark if the Hawks can't convert on this power play. We'll set up now. It'll be Samango. Stretch pass out of reach for Chris Short. No icing. Hannon gets there for the Explorers and sends it all the way back down. Bruno, the long pass ahead for Mooney. Hannon tries to rifle that out of the zone, hits the stick, and hits the ceiling. So 9 seconds. No motioning from the bench to Bruno yet. Hawks could call a timeout sometime soon. Us what they want to do, who they want to put out on the ice, and Cusack will probably see this first line with Storty probably short and maybe Passio taking the extra man when Bruno comes to the bench. See this one to the right of Braun. Off the limit draw. Winata gets it back to short. Short walks into a shot. Off the pad of Braun. That'll do it for the power play for the Hawks. Now they have it. The Spurs have it in the Hawks zone. Lindmar taking a high shot off the side of the cage. This one comes right in front now. No one able to get a shot off for the Explorers. The Hawks looking to clear. Renata gets it out, and he's checked. Puck back into the corner. Bruno looking at the bench. Hawks need to establish possession out of the zone first. They cannot. Gregorio intercepts that pass from Renata. Tries to cut into the zone. Now Lindmar trying to play it back for his man. O'Neal gets the recovery. Gets it out. Hawks can really use a whistle right now. At least get their personnel out there before they pull Bruno. 3 minutes now. Be Medallo at the red line. Now Galato. Leaving it for Schneider. Wide. Tired Hawks on the ice right now. O'Neal just playing it ahead, looking for some help. Nobody there. The Hawks go on a change. Here it goes into the corner. Maritea on it. Leaves it for Schultz at the Hawks half wall. Schultz settles. Takes his time. Almost loses the puck. Does lose the puck. Schneider trying to send it over from Medallo. Cannot get a shot off. Hawks still can't clear the zone. Rocco Bruno has to stay put and stay alert right now. Here's a shot from the point by Schneider. Broken up. O'Neal clears. And the Hawks get a change. The final 2 minutes left. Stolen by Hammond, kept in the zone. They'll call it an offside. But the Hawks will finally finish that change.
Looks like Bruno will stay on the ice, though, Anthony.
And the Leafs, Passio and Storty out on defense, the Hammond line, and it looks like if and when they pull Bruno, it'll be Ahern coming out for him. And Jack, he's really had a great game tonight defensively. Offensively, he's been a great facilitator for the Hawks, even though they haven't put up the goals that they wanted.
Definitely. You know, Ahern's been a guy they can rely on really all season. Big guy on defense. Always playing good, solid defense. So.
Now it's Mango. For Hammond, there goes Bruno. Hammond into the zone. Hammond centers that. Braun sticks it away. Mooney on it. Ahern comes in for Bruno. Hannon fights his man off the puck, but cannot clear. Maybe Hammond to Samango. Samango backhands that. Wide over the glove of Braun. Now quick shot in front. And Samango goes wide. Hawks wrap it around the boards. Final minute of play in the third period. Mango fans on that shot. Hammond with the steal. Hawks keep it in the point, in at the point, where they don't. Looks like they kept it. The referee called it off. And we'll get the whistle. This faceoff will come out of the zone. Bruno stays on the bench. Hawks are playing with six. Lining up for this draw. Now they'll walk it into the zone. Hammond trying to center. Comes up to Mooney. Mooney takes the shot. He scores. Liam Mooney takes a pass from Jeff Hammond. Trickles through the pads of Willem Braun. Unfortunately, that may not be enough for the Hawks. They don't have a lot of time. But they do get one with the man down with the empty net. They'll put Bruno back in. So Ahern will come off. 39.1 seconds left. It's doable, Jack. Hawks actually now taking the lead in shot. Let's see if they can get this deep and try and force another quick goal. Get Bruno back out of the net. Sorty. Who's the mango? Back to Sorty. Back to Mango. And now ahead for Mooney over the red line. Here comes Bruno. Now to Hammond. Hammond pulls a shot. And that is held on to by Braun. Ahern comes back out. The Hawks will play with six in the final 20 seconds. Jack, I'm not sure if you knew this, but in the original days of the NHL, hockey was actually played with six players.
Oh, yeah.
The sixth position being the Rover, kind of played in the middle of the two defensemen, was kind of like the center on the defensive side.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Of course, this was very early days when scores were like 14-1 in the Stanley Cup.
Right.
Way back when. Oh, take a shot from point, blocked. Cannon trying to get the empty net, does not. Monzo now takes a stab at it, backhanded. And that will do it. He'll put home the empty netter. Put the Explorers up 4-1 with 8.6 seconds left. And for however many years in a row, we will see the Dallas Explorers against the Malvern Prep Friars in the APAC Championship for the Founders Cup.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to just see the Hawks get on the board there at the end. I really feel like if you just don't have that 2-minute, 20-second stretch of time where the South scored three of their four goals, I mean, I think this is a completely different game. Definitely a completely different game.
And Jack, it really wasn't on goaltending from either side. A.J. White and Taka Bruno both having great nights, but the team defense was not there, not able to pick up their goalie and help out on defense when it really mattered. Left a lot of rebounds in front. Did not protect the house right in front of the goal. And that will eliminate the Hawks from the APAC, but of course this does not end their season. They will go on into the Flyers Cup, where they will likely find themselves at the 3 seed. The APAC usually controls the top four, and it's how they go down in seeding. But they do have the head-to-head against Holy Ghost this season based off of record points and goals for and against in their two-game season series. So the winner of this APAC Championship, the winner of the Founders Cup, will likely take the 1 seed. Going into the AAA division of the Flyers Cup, 2 seeds. You know, whoever the runner-up for the APAC and the Hawks, and then likely Holy Ghost. And it'll be topped off by the ICSHL. So that will do it from Anthony Salvato and Jack Gallagher here at Iceline. The Hawks drop a tough 4-1 loss to the Explorers. And we will see them in a few weeks for Flyers Cup. So thank everyone for tuning in. Good night, and go Preps.